Now, the Czech Republic has traditionally good relations with its neighbours, but the bark beetle is doing its best to mar them. As every summer, it is back with a vengeance, and Bavaria and Austria, which both border on the Czech Republic, have urged the Czech Environment Ministry to do more to fight against its spread in the country's borderland areas. They say that inactivity on the part of Czechs undermines their own efforts, and remind the Czech authorities of bilateral agreements that bind them to prevent bark beetle infestation along the common border. Ruth Franková reports.
The spread of bark beetle in the Šumava National Park has been the topic of heated debates for quite some time. Earlier this year, the mayors of a number of Czech towns in the Šumava region urged Environment Minister Martin Bursík to eliminate the bark beetle in the protected national park, arguing that leaving the forest untouched could lead to an epidemic. The Czech Environment Ministry, however, prefers to interfere as little as possible, though it says certain measures have been taken. Jakub Kašpar is the ministry's spokesman.
There was an agreement before the Kyrill storm in the beginning of 2007 that there will be a special area 200 meters wide on the borders where the bark beetle will be strictly eliminated. But the Kyrill storm changed the situation very much, because when you have individual trees or small groups of trees attacked by the bark beetle, you can eliminate those trees also in the national park. But when you have a huge amount of trees affected by storm, then the bark beetle calamity would request to cut all the trees in this 200 meters wide area. And we have to take into account that we are not managing production forest, but the national park forest.
According to Jakub Kašpar, the national park management on the Bavarian side of the border, the Bayerischen Wald, has taken similar measures as the Czech Republic, so he sees no reason for Bavaria's protests. The situation on the Austrian side of the border is slightly more complicated. Since there is a production forest on the Austrian side and the spread of bark beetle in that area could amount to great financial losses. But at the end of the day, how do the Austrians and Germans actually know that the bark beetle infestation is spreading from the Czech Republic? Jakub Kašpar again.
We would like to see the studies which caused the two ministers, I mean Mr. Miller and Mr. Pro, to complain against this situation based on the information that the bark beetle destroying the forest in Austria and Bavaria comes from the Czech Republic. Because as for the bark beetle is flying and you cannot recognize where the concrete bark beetle is coming from.
Mr. Kašpar argues that the criticism from Bavaria and Austria is unjustified, saying that the Czech Environment Ministry is willing to cooperate. So far, however, it is not clear what such cooperation would entail. One thing is certain, the bark beetle has been and will remain a headache on both sides of the border for years to come.
No doubt at all about that, and no doubt we'll be hearing plenty more on the subject in the coming weeks. In fact, I cannot remember a summer when the bark beetle was not an issue.